And Jonas Doyle is here once again with what it says in your morning papers.
The Irish Times front page photograph is of the helicopter carrying Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi taking off at the Iranian border with Azerbaijan yesterday. The paper reports that rescue teams searched through the night after the aircraft crashed. And as you may have heard in the bulletin, Iran state television has now confirmed the death of President Raisi. Insurance is the main topic for the Irish Independent. Charlie Weston reports that insurance industry bosses have been given 2 months to cut premiums after they were summoned to a government minister's office and told to pass on savings to consumers and businesses. The order came from Neil Richmond, the junior minister with responsibility for insurance. The Irish Examiner leads with the Department of Justice review, which has found that the vast majority of people caught with large quantities of drugs are not given the minimum sentence of 10 years. Also on the Examiner's front page is a dispatch by Liz Dunphy from Lebanon. She reports Lieutenant Colonel Stephen McKeown is saying the shelling, airstrikes and machine gun fire, some munitions striking within 100 metres of Irish peacekeepers, are taking place daily in a tit-for-tat conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, reports that a quarter of Defence Forces personnel have quit in a little over 2 years. According to the paper, it's amid fury over poor pay and conditions. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a new report from daft.ie, which finds that renters are now expected to pay an average of €1,836 a month for accommodation. The Irish Daily Star notes the reopening yesterday of the portal with New York on North Earl Street in Dublin, with restricted hours to deter drunken late-night antics. The Independent's front-page picture is of the rocker Bruce Springsteen, who played the last gig of his Irish tour at Croke Park last night. The paper, with understandable exaggeration, says that more than 80,000 fans went home delirious. There are many tributes to Tony O'Reilly, who died in Dublin on Saturday at the age of 88. He was Ireland's first business superstar, says The Times, which devotes a full page to him. The Independent, of which he was once proprietor, has 3 pages. Donal O'Donovan writes that O'Reilly's spectacular success was followed by a series of downfalls. Mary Kenny writes that she first set eyes on Tony O'Reilly when he was a glamorous rugby star. As a teenager, she says, she trudged out to Old Belvedere Rugby Club in Ballsbridge to get his autograph. He ran across the sports ground like a flame-haired Adonis, she writes, and with a dazzling smile inscribed his name. In The Examiner, Colin Sheridan sums up the man's achievements, saying there is no other biography, Irish or otherwise, that could include Kerrygold, Waterford Crystal, Independent News and Media, Hines and the British and Irish Lions, and defining contributions to peace and international investment in this country, North and South, through the Ireland Funds. The Times obituary quotes O'Reilly himself in his final public appearance after decades of business acclaim came to an abrupt halt with bankruptcy. He said, "You win and you lose, and if you don't know how to lose, you don't know how to live." In a piece in the Times business pages, Rory Godson writes that, perversely, the bankruptcy of 2015 reinvigorated O'Reilly. He realised that it had never been about the money, the baubles were gone, the art was on other walls, but the friends and family were closer than ever.
John, thank you very much indeed.